Imagine holding a billion years in your palm. Every pebble you've ever kicked contains Earth's ancient memories. Yet most of us walk through life temporally blind. We live in a culture that fears time, obsessing over youth, designing economic systems for quarterly profits, and building political structures around election cycles. This chronophobia has left us dangerously time illiterate. While most educated people would feel embarrassed not knowing basic geography, we remain comfortably ignorant about Earth's history, the duration of its chapters, and the natural rhythms of our planet's systems. This temporal blindness makes us both intemperate and recklessly impatient, accelerating headlong into ecosystems with no awareness of their established patterns, then expressing shock when we face consequences for ignoring natural laws. What if understanding our place in deep time isn't just intellectually enriching, but essential for our survival as a species? Geology reveals Earth as a palimpsest, a manuscript where new chapters are written while earlier ones remain visible beneath. The landscape everywhere holds evidence of previous epochs for those who can decode it. That roadside cliff is a frozen moment from an ancient seafloor. Those folded mountain layers are compressed evidence of continental collisions millions of years ago. The development of the geologic timescale in the early 1800s revolutionized our understanding of Earth's history. William Smith, a canal digger, noticed fossil shells appeared in the same sequence across England, like distinctive fashion styles marking specific eras. This insight allowed scientists to correlate rock layers and build the first calibrated geologic calendar. Yet this timeline faced a challenge when Lord Kelvin calculated Earth's age at just 20 to 100 million years, far too short for Darwinian evolution. This conflict between physics and geology created a rift that would take decades to heal. The Earth Age controversy found resolution through radioactivity, nature's perfect timekeeper. After Marie Curie and Ernest Rutherford showed radioactive elements transmute at consistent rates, 18-year-old Arthur Holmes applied this knowledge in 1908 to determine absolute geologic dates. He separated minerals like zircon, containing uranium but no original lead, then measured uranium to lead ratios to calculate a rock's age since crystallization. The mathematics is simple. The daughter-to-parent ratio grows as rock ages, independent of the original parent amount. By the late 1940s, Holmes calculated Earth's minimum age as 3.35 billion years, creating conflict since the universe itself was then thought to be only 1.8 billion years old. The final breakthrough came from graduate student Claire Patterson, who realized meteorites could provide better data as unaltered matter from the solar system's formation. After developing the first clean lab to prevent lead contamination, Patterson determined Earth's age to be 4.55 billion years in 1956, a figure that remains our best estimate today. Earth's surface constantly moves in a slow-motion ballet. While continents comprise diverse rock types of various ages, ocean crust consists uniformly of basalt formed through partial mantle melting beneath submarine volcanic rifts. This oceanic crust is created at mid-ocean ridges and recycled back into the mantle at subduction zones. This dynamic system remained largely unknown until Marie Tharp transformed sonar data into detailed seafloor maps, revealing dramatic ridges and trenches, crucial evidence for seafloor spreading. Her maps showed distinct differences between ocean basins. Atlantic margins feature gradual continental shelves, while Pacific boundaries have enormous trenches over 8,000 meters deep. When subduction zones encounter buoyant material like continents, the process stalls, creating mountain ranges. The Himalaya formed when India traveled 2,500 kilometers northward before colliding with Asia around 55 million years ago. The range has risen as northern India wedges beneath Asia while both continents' crusts thicken. Earth maintains a balance between tectonic mountain-building forces driven by internal radioactive heat and erosional processes powered by gravity and solar energy, creating our planet's distinctive landscapes. Earth's atmosphere, a nitrogen-oxygen mix with trace CO2, differs dramatically from Venus and Mars. This anomaly exists because life itself crafted our atmosphere over billions of years. The planet's first atmosphere likely consisted of pulverized rock vapor from constant meteorite impacts. Despite relentless bombardment until 3.8 billion years ago, evidence from Greenland's ancient Isua rocks suggests life appeared and diversified during this harsh period. The Great Oxidation Event around 2.4 billion years ago rewrote Earth's atmospheric constitution when oxygen-producing cyanobacteria fundamentally altered the planet's chemistry. Oxygen bonded with dissolved iron in oceans, creating massive iron formations, changing what minerals could exist, and establishing an ozone layer that shielded the surface from ultraviolet radiation. After a billion-year equilibrium with lower oxygen levels, Earth experienced snowball Earth conditions as the supercontinent Rodinia broke apart. When the planet eventually warmed, the Great Aeration raised oxygen to near-present values, setting the stage for the Cambrian explosion and triggering an evolutionary arms race between predator and prey. We've entered the Anthropocene, a period where human environmental impacts outpace natural processes. Stratigraphers have identified five systems where humans have at least doubled natural rates: erosion, 10x all rivers combined, sea level rise, 0.3 meters per century after millennia of stability, ocean acidification, 0.1 pH drop, extinction rates, 1,000 to 10,000x background, and atmospheric CO2 exceeding 400 ppm, highest in 4 million years. During the last glacial maximum 18,000 years ago, CO2 was at 180 ppm, rising to 255 ppm over 6,300 years as orbital factors favored warming. By 1800, CO2 had stabilized at 280 ppm. Since the Industrial Revolution, levels accelerated dramatically, reaching 315 ppm by 1960, passing the 350 ppm stability threshold by 1990, and exceeding 400 ppm today. The closest natural parallel is the Paleocene-Eocene thermal maximum 55 million years ago, which caused a 5 to 8C temperature spike, increased ocean acidity, and triggered ecosystem collapse. The PETM released 2,000 to 6,000 gigatons of carbon. We've released about 500 gigatons, with a quarter since 2000. Humans now emit over 10 gigatons annually, 100 times more than all volcanoes combined. Modern society suffers from what philosopher Bruno Latour calls a peculiar propensity for understanding time that passes as if it were abolishing the past behind it. We view technological progress as liberating us from natural history, dismissing connection to the past as nostalgic. Yet this self-imposed exile from our temporal roots creates both environmental destruction and existential emptiness. A time-literate society would prioritize the future alongside present concerns, perhaps establishing a Department of the Future with a secretary representing unborn generations. Carbon pricing would address fossil fuel addiction while preparing for natural disasters. Schools would integrate geology into curricula, helping students understand Earth systems and become informed voters. The geologic habit of mind, timefulness, combines sensing the past, holding memory of the present, and thinking toward the seventh generation. Widely adopted, it could transform our relationships with nature, humanity, and ourselves. We might value durability over disruption and develop greater empathy through understanding historical contingency. Our technological society maintains an almost autistic relationship with Earth, viewing ourselves as separate from nature. But the planet speaks to us constantly, in stones offering eternal truths and ecosystems modeling healthy economies. By developing temporal literacy, we don't just understand our planet better, we reclaim our full humanity and our rightful place in time's endless flow.